You're listening to EFT Radio Online, where we explore meridian tapping techniques for self-help and peak performance. By listening to this audio, you agree to the disclaimer located at eftradioonline.com/disclaimer. If you'd like to get the schedule of all the upcoming EFT radio shows and access to archive shows, please visit us at eftradioonline.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter.
Do you want to move from burned out to fired up? Welcome to Leave the Job You Hate for the Work You Love with Marty Murphy. Marty is a career coach, certified EFT practitioner, and former corporate captive who helps business professionals overcome the fears that keep them stuck in the job they hate.
Welcome. I am your host, Marty Murphy, and I am excited to be here with you on this amazing day. Every day we wake up is another chance to start again. So my wish for you this day is if you went to bed last night with regret or sadness of any kind, that you can see today as a fresh start for you and another chance to try again. And if you went to bed last night feeling good, then my wish for you is that you carry on with this and go out and spread good into the world by sharing a meaningful smile with the people whose paths you cross, because you have no idea how a simple smile could change someone's day. And I want to begin with a quote. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. And I'd like to add to this that it's our doubts that we don't attend to that can kill our dreams. So today's show is titled A Fistful of Doubt, The Killer of Dreams. And I got this title on an early morning hike. For those of you who are familiar with Clint Eastwood movies, you might get the reference, and for those of you who aren't, it's a takeoff from one of his movies called A Fistful of Doubt. And as I continue on my personal journey to releasing my corporate day job and moving more fully into my life as an entrepreneur, let me tell you, it's a ride. And doubt has been a regular companion of mine since I made my choice. And I've certainly woken up in the wee hours of the morning wondering what the heck I'm doing. But I'm staying true to myself on this path, and I wanted to share with you some tapping on doubt. But before I get to that, I want to give you another quote from Albert Einstein. And it says, "There is nothing more dreadful than the habit of doubt. Doubt separates people. It is a poison that disintegrates friendships and breaks up pleasant relationships. It is a thorn of irritation and hurts. It is a sword that kills." When I read this the first time, it sent a wave of fear through me, and I felt completely pressurized by the fact that I have doubts. And let me say, that was a serious drag. Much like anger, though, I think doubt is something of a forbidden emotion. And as a child, I remember the hard lesson the Apostle Thomas played for his doubt. Growing up Catholic, it was asserted that those of us who doubted had bigger problems and challenges, and those who didn't were far superior to those of us who had doubts. And Thomas ended up being graced with the nickname Doubting Thomas, and I don't think he ever recovered from that, because that's the reference I have heard repeatedly about him. He was less than because of his doubt. So you can imagine when doubt has reared its head for me, especially lately, I've had to do a fair amount of tapping, and I feel uncertainty or lack of conviction when I go into this place of doubt. And aren't most of us praised for having conviction? and quickly reminded of the perils of doubt, no pressure there. And what I'm finding, again, is that much like anger, I am learning to embrace my doubt and little by little understand that it is a great teacher for me. I've been ashamed of being doubtful, and this has only served to make it worse. So my intention for the show today is to tap, tap, tap on doubt, and my colleague and friend, Irene Jorgensen, has been gracious enough to join me on the show to tap on doubt and shed some light on this potential dream killer. So welcome, Irene. Thanks so much for being on the show with me today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm very excited about this.
All right, great. Well, as we go into this, we're going to deal with doubt and tap through whatever we can. So do you have a situation where you notice doubt rearing up for you?
Oh, yes, and it's more like two fistfuls of doubt.
Oh, I love it, two fistfuls. All right, so can you tell us a little bit more about who you coach?
You know how there are lots of smart, success-minded women who struggle with stress eating and food cravings?
Yes.
Well, in a nutshell, I show these women how to get at what's under the food cravings, what triggers their stress eating so they can finally lose the weight and get to body confidence.
Okay, great. And then I want to back up a little bit. And are you willing to share more, like as you're coaching, like becoming more, stepping into more of being this coach for yourself, are you willing to share like the doubt that comes up for you around that as you go into helping these women?
Oh, yes, I'd be really happy to share. I have a full-time job that I've had for over 21 years, and I would love to quit this job to work solely on my coaching and workshop business. But I'd be giving up a really good salary, benefits, and a pension to follow my passion, and that's where all the doubts come in.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and I relate completely. So, and now you use tapping with your clients?
Oh, yes, I do.
And then obviously you use it with yourself?
Yes, I do, and I have tapped on doubt, and it still keeps cropping up. So,
all right, well, that's great. So let's explore where the doubt is coming from. And sometimes doubt has to do with expertise. So do you doubt your expertise or qualifications?
No, at least not intellectually. I've had lots of experience in emotional overeating, both my own and my clients. I have a degree in nutrition, and I'm a graduate of EFT Master Carol Look's Certified Abundance Coaching Program. So it's not my expertise, at least not intellectually, like I said. It's more the doubts seem to come from a much deeper place.
All right. Well, so let's go explore this and see where we might find that it comes from.
Great.
So as you check in, when you think about, okay, you know, you're like pulled. Like what I see happening is there's a conflict that goes on here for you. So the part of you is like, oh my gosh, I found my passion. I want to do it. I'm putting all this time and energy into that. And then the other side of you is what I call the safety and security piece. That's like, whoa, wait, you know, I've got this safety and security. How can I possibly let that go? Is that an accurate assessment?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, great. Now, let's do this to kind of get you into that frame of mind. So let's play with this. And let's say Monday morning you're going to walk in and you're going to tell your boss, hey, here's my notice. You have my 2 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever you get them. Does anything come up for you around that?
Oh, yeah, all this fear right up into my chest.
Okay. So it's showing up physically in your chest, and then how does your chest feel? Like what's the actual physical sensation in your chest?
Just kind of like thick, and the fear is just kind of swirling around and with anxiousness mixed in.
Fear and swirling. Okay, and then how high would you say the anxiousness is?
10.
Oh, wow, it's up there. So for those of our listeners, when you're thinking about a situation for yourself where the doubt is, it's great to do that check-in on, is it showing up in my body anywhere? And then you always want to go to what the emotion is. And Irene is saying here it's anxiousness, and it's at a 10. And the rating is what we call the SUD scale. So from a 0 to 10 scale, 10 would be the anxiety is through the roof, and 0 is like, I'm not feeling it at all, and then any number in between. So we've rated the anxiousness as a 10, and then the sick fear feeling in, is swirling in your chest. So how high is the fear?
Oh, it's right up there as a, with a 10, as a 10 also.
Okay. Okay. All right, so we want to start on the karate chop. You ready to start tapping, Irene?
Yep.
All right, great. Even though I have this fear.
Even though I have this fear.
And this anxiousness about quitting my job.
And this anxiousness about quitting my job.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
I must be nuts.
I must be nuts.
No wonder I have this thick feeling in my chest.
No wonder I have this thick feeling in my chest.
It feels oppressive.
It feels oppressive.
I choose to accept myself anyway.
I choose to accept myself anyway.
Even though I am so anxious about this.
Even though I'm so anxious about this.
All the fear is swirling in my chest.
All the fear is swirling in my chest.
I can't do this.
I can't do this.
I can't go in and quit.
I can't go in and quit.
I must be nuts.
I must be nuts.
I choose to accept my feelings no matter what.
I choose to accept my feelings no matter what.
Even though I have this thick feeling in my chest.
Even though I have this thick feeling in my chest.
It's so oppressive.
It's so oppressive.
The fear is swirling around.
The fear is swirling around.
No wonder I'm anxious.
No wonder I'm anxious.
I want to quit.
I want to quit.
But I can't right now.
But I can't right now.
I'm too scared.
I'm too scared.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway.
Go to the eyebrow. All this fear.
All this fear.
Side of the eye. All this anxiety.
All this anxiety.
Under the eye, this thick feeling in my chest.
This thick feeling in my chest.
Under the nose, I have this conflict.
I have this conflict.
Chin point, I know what I want to do with my life now.
I know what I want to do with my life now.
Collarbone, but I have this safe, secure job.
But I have this safe, secure job.
Under the arm, I can't give that up.
I can't give it up.
Top head, what will others think of me?
What will others think of me?
Eyebrow, they'll think I'm nuts.
They'll think I'm nuts.
Side of the eye, I kind of think I'm nuts.
I kind of think I'm nuts.
Under the eye, how can I make this work?
How can I make this work?
Under the nose, can I make a living doing this?
Can I make a living doing this?
Chin point, can I really give up my job?
Can I really give up my job?
Collarbone, I'm not so sure right now.
I'm not so sure right now.
Under the arm, but I sure know I want to.
But I sure know I want to.
Top of the head, I feel so stuck in this conflict.
I feel so stuck in this conflict.
Take a deep breath. Anything come up with that?
Yeah, like when you said what would people think, it's like all the naysayers who, you know, who would say, what about your pension? And what if everything goes south on you? And, you know, so it's all those worries that what if it doesn't work out?
Okay. And when you think about that, like what about your pension? What if it goes south? What if it doesn't work out? What's the emotion that's coming up?
Fear.
Okay, and how high is the fear?
It's probably an 8.
An 8. So it went down a little bit. But what could happen is like another aspect is coming up now, like, oh, my God, yeah, right. What if my friends, what are they going to think? So when we're tapping, that can happen too. It brings in what we call like another aspect, another part of the story here. So you can actually have an emotion spike And that's actually a really good thing for our listeners. It's the one area where you're going to hear somebody say, hey, you're freaking out. That's awesome. Because it means we've targeted something. But like in your case, we're dealing with another aspect, but the fears actually sounds like it's gone down a bit from a 10 to an 8. So let's tap on that, kind of that part. Does that feel accurate to you, Irene, like to go to, hey, what are my friends going to think? Oh, my God, my pension. What if it goes south?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So back to the karate chop. Even though I can't quit my job.
Even though I can't quit my job.
What will my friends think?
What will my friends think?
I can hear them already.
I can hear them already.
What about your pension?
What about your pension?
My fear is rising.
My fear is rising.
I accept my feelings no matter what.
I accept my feelings no matter what.
Even though I can't quit.
Even though I can't quit.
I can't follow my dream.
I can't follow my dream.
I can hear my friends already.
I can hear my friends already.
What if it goes south?
What if it goes south?
What if it doesn't work out?
What if it doesn't work out?
You've given up a great salary.
You've given up a great salary.
And a pension.
And a pension.
You've got it made.
You've got it made.
Are you nuts?
Are you nuts?
I accept my feelings no matter what.
I accept my feelings no matter what.
Go to the eyebrow. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Side of the eye, I can hear them now.
I can hear them now.
Under the eye, you have a pension.
You have a pension.
Under the nose, what if it goes south?
What if it goes south?
Chin point, you've got a great job.
You've got a great job.
Collarbone, what are you thinking?
What are you thinking?
You're set up.
You're set up.
Top of the, it's too late for you.
It's too late for you.
Eyebrow, you can't do it.
You can't do it.
Side of the eye, you've got a pension.
You've got a pension.
Under the eye, you can't give that up.
You can't give that up.
Under the nose, but I want to follow my dreams.
But I want to follow my dreams.
Chin point, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
Collarbone, a part of me knows I'm not.
But a part of me knows I'm not.
Under the arm, and I want to do it anyway.
And I want to do it anyway.
Top of the head, no matter what they say.
No matter what they say.
Hey, take a deep breath. Anything with that?
Yeah, I absolutely do want to do it anyway, no matter what they say. And I think, so the fear's gone down to around a 5. And I think, and maybe you can talk to this, is sometimes when they're voicing that, it's kind of voicing what I'm, a part of me is already thinking.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great point because it's so true. If somebody says something to us and we have a strong reaction to it, and trust me, I've had a PhD in being a victim in my life. I'm like, why are they saying that to me? Don't they know? But it wouldn't affect us at all if we didn't believe it anyway. It's like if somebody, here's an example, and nobody can see me other than if you see my picture on the blog talk. If somebody came up to me and said something about like my body size and they told me, said something really like so mean, like you're such a fat pig. I'd be like, yeah, whatever. Like I'm so clear about that for myself. But if somebody came up to me and said, you're never going to make it, and that could tweak me more because some part of me has bought in to believe that. So that's the distinction. And I think oftentimes, and I know I've made this mistake myself, it's so easy to blame someone else because they're saying something to you. But what you brought up, Irene, is that point. If it's triggering you in any way, it's in you and you believe it. And that's why with this tapping, that's what we seek to tap on is the stuff that sometimes like, which to me in law of attraction has gotten misconstrued. Stay positive, you know, surround yourself with positive people. That's great. And it's really important, like you speak to the naysayers, it is important to minimize contact around that at some point. But the beauty of naysayers in our lives is they help to get us in touch with what's going on internally for us anyway. So if we're buying into anything they're saying, we believe it on some level. So thanks for bringing that up, Irene. That's an amazing point. So when you check in on that with yourself, now like the pension, what if it goes south? And you kind of float back and kind of get yourself in that frame of mind. You know you want to do it anyway.
Right.
But you know, ooh, what's coming up for you around that?
Well, there's still fear, but it's now at about a 5.
Okay, so that's gone down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And anything else around that?
Well, it's more like I am going to do it. It's just a matter of when. And,
gotcha.
And you know, I wish it could be Monday. And
yeah.
Who knows, it might be, but a part of me is going, no, it can't be Monday. And, you know, so I would just love to get to that point where one day it is Monday.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you understand what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've totally gone through the same thing. it's Monday, 5, 6 years from now. Oh, no, it's Monday, 5, 6 months from now. Oh, it's Monday, 5, 6 days from now. Oh, it's Monday.
Yeah.
Exactly, and I think that speaks to the point that, you know, if we're really still in sort of like a lot of fear and maybe even terror about something, we need to honor that about ourselves and tap through that. And that's why in tapping, it's always great, and we'll do this as we tap, is you, if somebody really feels like, whoa, I need to back off this, you can always back off and say, I don't have to do anything right now. And it's a way to help us stay feeling safe while we're making transition in our life. I think you need the combination of both. It's like if you jump off the diving board and then you're checking if there's water in the pool after you've jumped, oops. But if you can jump off, you know, check the water, hey, is it okay? It's a way to have some safety. You're still probably going to feel a lot of fear about jumping off that diving board if you've never done it before and depending on how high it is. But you're putting some safety measure in there. And that's what we can seek to do with tapping. So let's tap more on this on I'm going to do it anyway, but I just want to know when Monday comes and whatever comes around. Does that feel accurate to you?
Right, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, karate chop. Even though I have this fear.
Even though I have this fear.
And I can hear my friends already.
And I can hear my friends already.
And I can hear my own inner dialogue.
And I can hear my own inner dialogue.
I know I'm going to do it anyway.
I know I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm just not sure when yet.
I'm just not sure when yet.
I accept myself right now.
I accept myself right now.
Even though I have this fear.
Even though I have this fear.
I have my own naysaying inside.
I have my own naysaying inside.
But I'm still going to do it anyway.
But I'm still going to do it anyway.
I'm just not sure when yet.
I'm just not sure when yet.
I choose to honor that I feel this way.
I choose to honor that I feel this way.
Even though I have this fear about quitting my job.
Even though I have this fear about quitting my job.
Letting go of a pension.
Letting go of a pension.
Letting go of the benefits.
Letting go of the benefits.
Letting go of a salary.
Letting go of a salary.
Letting go of a something of a sure thing.
Letting go of something of a sure thing.
I am going to do it anyway.
I am going to do it anyway.
I'm just not sure when.
I'm just not sure when.
I deeply and profoundly accept my feelings now.
I deeply and profoundly accept my feelings now.
Go to the eyebrow. I'm doing it anyway.
I'm doing it anyway.
Side of the eye, that I know.
That I know.
Under the eye, I hope it's Monday.
I hope it's Monday.
I know, but might not be.
But it probably won't be.
Chin point, I need to feel some safety.
I need to feel some safety.
Collarbone, in the face of this big change.
In the face of this big change.
And I'm, that sounds kind of oxymoronic.
That sounds kind of oxymoronic.
Pop the head, but there is a way.
But there is a way.
Eyebrow, to get clear with myself.
To get clear with myself.
Side of the eye, and have as much safety as possible.
And have as much safety as possible.
Under the eye, as I make this transition.
as I make this transition?
Chin point. I'm already transitioning.
I'm already transitioning.
Chin point. I'm mentally transitioning.
I'm mentally transitioning.
Collarbone. This is a huge part of it.
This is a huge part of it.
Underarm. I am already transitioning.
I'm already transitioning.
Collarbone. And I'm dealing with the feelings.
And I'm dealing with the feelings.
Eyebrow. That are coming up around this.
That are coming up around this.
Side of the eye. Wow.
Wow.
I realize I'm already transitioning.
I realize I'm already transitioning.
I'm already making a shift.
I'm already making a shift.
Chin point. I can't see it physically yet.
I can't see it physically yet.
Collarbone. I haven't given my notice yet.
I haven't given my notice yet.
Under the arm. But I'm working on it internally.
But I'm working on it internally.
Top of the head. And that's huge for me.
And that's huge for me.
Okay, take a deep breath. Anything with that?
A couple of things. But first it was like, wow, yeah, I am mentally transitioning. And it just kind of really hit home that I probably really need to do that first before I kind of physically manifest it, is to just completely get there mentally first.
Mm.
So that's great that I know I'm doing that. And then the second thing that popped up was that if I stay working full-time and then work on this part-time, which I'm doing, and I get busier and busier, I kind of shrink at the thought of that, like, oh, my goodness, well, I have enough time to do it all. Like, so I feel the scarcity of time.
Right, scarcity of time. Okay. Let's tap on that.
Okay.
Okay. So karate chop. Even though I'm working on this part-time.
Even though I'm working on this part-time.
While I'm handling a full-time job.
While I'm handling a full-time job.
I shrink at the thought.
I shrink at the thought.
What if I get busier?
What if I get busier?
I'm going to run out of time.
I'm going to run out of time.
I might have to quit cold turkey.
I might have to quit cold turkey.
I choose to accept that I feel this way.
I choose to accept that I feel this way.
Even though I shrink at the thought.
Even though I shrink at the thought.
What if I get busier?
What if I get busier?
And I don't have enough time.
And I don't have enough time.
And then I feel forced to quit.
And then I feel forced to quit.
There's got to be another way.
There's got to be another way.
I just can't see it yet.
I just can't see it yet.
But maybe I can.
But maybe I can.
I deeply and profoundly accept my feelings now.
I deeply and profoundly accept my feelings now.
Even though I shrink at the thought.
Even though I shrink at the thought.
I don't have enough time.
I don't have enough time.
I'm already so busy.
I'm already so busy.
How can I possibly transition?
How can I possibly transition?
I have a full-time job.
I have a full-time job.
There's got to be a way.
There's got to be a way.
I accept my feelings right now.
I accept my feelings right now.
Eyebrow, I shrink at the thought.
I shrink at the thought.
Side of the eye, I'm already busy.
I'm already busy.
Under the eye, what if I grow this business?
What if I grow this business?
Under the nose, and I get busier than ever.
And I get busier than ever.
Chin point, and I have no time for me.
And I have no time for me.
Collarbone, I'm working two full-time jobs.
I'm working two full-time jobs.
Underarm, that's unappealing.
That's unappealing.
Top of the, that doesn't feel balanced.
That doesn't feel balanced.
Eyebrow, I shrink at the thought.
I shrink at the thought.
Side of the eye, how can I do this?
How can I do this?
Underarm, it feels somewhat impossible.
It feels somewhat impossible.
But maybe it's not.
But maybe it's not.
Chin point. Maybe as I release the stress.
Maybe as I release this stress.
collarbone, my creativity will show up.
My creativity will show up.
Underarm, and I'll come up with a plan.
And I'll come up with a plan.
Top of the head that makes sense for me.
That makes sense for me.
Okay, take a deep breath. Anything with that?
Well, a couple of things. Initially it was, well, what if I get so busy I'm forced to quit? And I felt really happy about that.
Awesome.
Yeah. But then a little bit came in of, what if I'm so busy doing two full-time jobs and still I'm afraid to quit? And like the job I don't want, which doesn't even really make sense intellectually. So it was kind of a mix of, yes, I'll be forced to quit, and that made me happy. And then I felt happy about that. And then working so hard at two jobs, it isn't appealing at the thought of that. So...
Well, let's check in on something here. So, like, the idea of feeling happy about, oh, I'm forced to quit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like that idea of not making a decision is making a decision. So if we don't make a decision, we will get ourselves to a place, and I've certainly seen this in my life, where all of a sudden, like, a decision is forced upon us. And that can seem good because then it's sort of like, well, I didn't have a choice. I just had to quit. When you think about that, like, just imagine yourself getting to a point where you're like, whoa, I'm forced to quit. And you said you feel happy about that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what my it was, oh, good, I'll be forced to quit.
Okay.
The decision will be taken away from me. I'll have to quit.
Oh, there it is. See, it's the decision piece.
Yeah.
So here's what comes up for me around this is, so if we're forced to quit and the decision is taken out of our hands, then it's like, well, I was forced to quit. So then it's almost like the pressure, and you tell me if this feels accurate, it might not. It's kind of like, well, I had to quit. So it still sort of allows room, like, hey, if it doesn't work out, but yeah, I had to quit. I didn't actually make the choice to. I was just forced to. That may or may not be true, but just want to check in on that.
Yeah.
Because there's something about us having, like, to not make a decision. So at least it seems that way. But
yeah, you're right.
Don't.
No,
go ahead.
And what I was going to say is, yeah, you're right. And what came to mind as you were talking is about, well, if I'm forced to quit, then I won't be making the wrong decision.
Ah, okay. There we go. Okay, so go to the karate chop.
Okay.
Even though I'd love to be forced to quit.
Even though I'd loved to be forced to quit.
Because I don't have to make the decision then.
Then I don't have to make the decision.
That feels really appealing.
That feels really appealing.
I choose to accept that I feel this way.
I choose to accept that I feel this way.
Even though if I'm forced to quit?
Even though if I'm forced to quit?
That takes the decision out of my hands.
That takes the decision out of my hands.
That feels infinitely more appealing to me.
That feels infinitely more appealing to me.
Because if I fail, it's okay.
Because if I fail, it's okay.
I was forced to quit.
I was forced to quit.
I deeply and profoundly accept that I feel this way.
I deeply and profoundly accept that I feel this way.
Even though if I'm forced to quit?
Even though if I'm forced to quit?
That feels awesome to me.
That feels awesome to me.
It takes the decision out of my hands.
It takes the decision out of my hands.
And then I'm not responsible.
And then I'm not responsible.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself now.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself now.
Go to the eyebrow. I don't want to make this choice.
I don't want to make this choice.
What if it's the wrong choice?
What if it's the wrong choice?
Under the eye, then the burden's on me.
Then the burden's on me.
Under the nose, but if I'm forced to quit.
But if I'm forced to quit.
Chin point, no matter what happens.
No matter what happens.
Collarbone, it's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
Under the arm, but I think I might prefer.
But I think I might prefer.
top of the head, a decision out of inspiration.
A decision out of inspiration.
Eyebrow instead of desperation.
Instead of desperation.
Side of the eye, deep down I think that might be what I want.
Deep down I think that might be what I want.
Under the eye, what if by being inspired?
What if by being inspired?
Under the nose, to make a decision that's good for me.
To make a decision that's good for me.
Chin point, no matter how scary it is.
No matter how scary it is.
Collarbone, my chances of success.
My chances of success.
And they are so much greater.
Are so much greater.
Top head, because I've made the choice.
Because I've made the choice.
Eyebrow, I'm committed to it.
I'm committed to it.
I'll put that energy into it.
I'll put that energy into it.
Under the eye, because I'm inspired.
Because I'm inspired.
Under the nose, I want to be inspired.
I want to be inspired.
Chin point, what if my chances of success?
What if my chances of success?
Collarbone, are so much greater.
Are so much greater.
Under the arm, because I make an inspired decision.
Because I make an inspired decision.
Top head, no matter how scary it is.
No matter how scary it is.
Take a deep breath. Anything resonate with that?
Yes, for sure. I'd rather make an inspired decision. Yeah, like being forced to doesn't sound like it has, I don't know, positive karma.
Oh, yeah, it's a great way to look at it. Yeah, I think it was Tony Robbins said most people make decisions out of desperation as opposed to inspiration. And I think about that too. It's like, man, making a decision like I'm making that, and I'll call it like the adult me is making the decision like, yep, this is scary, and I'm going to be tapping and working through it. But it does feel like it's moving into something I love instead of away from something, say, I hate or don't like. There's such a different energy to me about it. Because if I'm making the choice and it's like, okay, yeah, there's going to be stuff come up around this, emotions, but I can deal with those. I'm still moving into something I want as opposed to, yet, like the decision was forced on me and, oh, now I'm forced out of something that wasn't serving me as much. Does that make sense?
Right, yes.
Been a big distinction for me.
Yeah.
Because I found myself, like I have this vision of myself, you know, as I keep stepping into this and have let go and, you know, let go of this and, you know, oh, we're having a going away party for you and all that. I was like, I have this vision of myself like hanging on to a wall and the claw marks are going all the way down the side the side of the wall. Like, I'm letting go. Yeah, kind of. Okay, yeah, okay. But I also think that's part of the process of letting go is honoring and knowing, because I'm a firm believer that I think that's what people that are successful in the worldly way that we see people successful, they've just learned how to deal with the doubt, the fear, the things that come up for them, and yet keep stepping forward into them. And I know for myself that's, you know, more and more true. Like, yeah, do I still have thoughts come up? Yes, but energetically, it just feels better to me. Like, wow, I've made this choice, and I've gone about this and, you know, the best possible way I can think that I have. So does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So one thing I want to kind of go back to is this piece, and we've got about 6 minutes left, so I'll keep conscious of the time, is that you had this, I'll call it the cognitive shift. Wow, that's right, I am mentally transitioning already, and maybe that's really what I need to do right now.
Uh-huh.
That seems... to me, when you said that, I was like, wow, there it is. There's a cognitive shift. Like, it's acknowledging the work that we're already doing. Because I know for me, too, it's like, man, until I'm actually done, it doesn't really count. I had that feeling in the beginning. And now what I see, which is why I think most people stay in jobs that they don't like and they don't serve them, is because the fear overcomes them or the doubt. And they're not realizing that they don't have to do anything right away. Like, you don't have to walk in there on Monday and quit. You don't have to walk in there next month and do it. It's your choice. But what I think was beautiful about you realize is I am already transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
I am doing the inner work. Like the inner work has been going on, I suspect, for a while now for you.
Yes, for the last year, I would say.
Yeah. And so how's that feel? Now you're like, wow, I am already transitioning mentally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a few months ago it was, well, someday I will quit, like kind of this airy out in the future, as opposed to now it's like I am almost there, and mentally I'm there, and it's just this. So it's much more, is it going to be at the end of August? Is it going to be at the end of September? You know, so there's like these finite dates that, as opposed to someday.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I really think that right there, that's grist for the mill. That's speaking to that inner transitioning that really all of us can be cognizant of as we're making, whether it's changing a job or anything in our life, knowing that there's inner work already going on ahead of time instead of that tendency we have like, oh, I'm beating myself up because, oh, my God, I'm not quitting and, you know, I haven't done it yet. And honoring the process, you know what? 4 months ago, I was thinking, wow, way in the future. And now I'm already thinking, man, is it August or September?
Right.
So, yeah. So we have about 3.5 minutes left. So let's do kind of just a quick tapping round. And then I want, if anyone wants to get a hold of you, I just want you to give that information at the end. So, and we're just going to go right to the eyebrow with this.
Okay.
Eyebrow, it's scary.
It's scary.
Side of the eye, I'm making a shift.
I'm making a shift.
Under that, I'm already making it.
I'm already making it.
Under the nose, I see that it's happening internally.
I see that it's happening internally.
Chin point, and I see evidence of it.
And I see evidence of it.
Collarbone, I'm already shifting.
I'm already shifting.
Under the arm, a couple months ago?
A couple of months ago?
Top of that, it was a dream to quit.
It was a dream to quit.
Eyebrow, now I'm picking out months.
Now I'm picking out months.
Eyebrow, August or September?
August or September.
Under the eye, it's becoming more real.
It's becoming more real.
Under the nose, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
Chin point, I'm seeing my progress.
I'm seeing my progress.
Collarbone, and I'm taking stock of that.
And I'm taking stock of that.
Under the arm, I'm making so much progress.
I'm making so much progress.
Top of the head, and I'm really going to own this.
And I'm really going to own this.
Eyebrow, I am transitioning.
I am transitioning.
Side of the eye, this feels great to acknowledge.
This feels great to acknowledge.
Under the eye, what if it is a month or two from now?
What if it is a month or two from now?
Under the nose, wow, it's getting closer.
Wow, it's getting closer.
Chin point, that's exciting.
That's really exciting.
Collarbone, I can deal with the fear.
I can deal with the fear.
This is so exciting.
This is so exciting.
Top of the head, and I'm going to own this right now.
And I'm going to own this right now.
Take a deep breath. So ending on a positive, and we've got a little over a minute left. And Irene, thank you so much. This is exactly the type of stuff that I desire to have on the show to show people, hey, it's all about the transitioning. So if anyone wants to get a hold of you, if they're dealing with the, you know, stress and weight loss and that, how can they do that?
Well, I'll tell you in 10 seconds, I just wanted to say thank you very much because I have been beating myself up for not quitting.
Mm.
And just the fact that you helped me realize today that I am mentally transitioning has just kind of lifted this load off my shoulders, and it's been great, so thank you.
Oh, you bet. That's so exciting, and thanks so much for being here.
So just in regards to if anyone does want to get a hold of me. Even as we're speaking, my new website is being built, and it's called clearyourcravings.com. But in the meantime, if anyone is interested in a free Finally Clear Your Cravings discovery session, they can email me at irene@clearyourcravings.com. So that was Irene, I-R-E-N-E, at clearyourcravings.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Irene. It's such a delight to have you, and we'll be talking to each other soon. Take care.
Okay. Thanks, Marty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you're ready to finally free yourself from a job you hate, go to MartyMurphy.com and download career coach Marty Murphy's powerful free video series, Take the Big Leap, to learn the secrets to free yourself to live your dreams and do the rewarding work you love.